This Jay Krishnamurti quote is to teach you how to develop the understanding of mindfulness, awareness, the art of observation, or in Krishnamurti word, learning about oneself by watching. Means when you are silent observing or watching without the observer, without the watcher. It's just the awareness that is aware. That is the meaning of sati, mindfulness. So I will read to you this very beautiful Jay Krishnamurti quote so that you will understand. So Jay Krishnamurti quote, there must be learning about oneself, which is self-knowledge, by watching or silent mind observing. So the requirement is you observe or you watch without any movement from the mundane mind. Means you are not there with the mundane mind condemning or justifying. Because when you do that, you are no longer in the state of awareness, mindfulness to observe. The thought is active. When the thought is active, the egoic mind prevents observation. We are all its movement and action come from the egoic mind's conditioning, views, opinion, and belief system, all those things. So it's no longer aware to observe, to understand. It is creating movement. When there is movement, there is heedlessness, there is thinking, there is thought process. So the ability to be aware ceases to be. So this understanding is very important. So I read again, hopefully you can develop the understanding. There must be learning about oneself, with self-knowledge, by watching, not condemning or justifying, but just watching. What do you watch? You watch how you function as a human being. You watch how your mind, the mundane mind, develop all this movement and conditioning. So just by watching the way you talk, how you arise the speech, most of the time if you are observant, watchful, mindful, that movement is of the egoic mind that is egoic, selfish. So the way you talk may not be sincere, may not be natural. So just by watching that, you will start to understand yourself that you are not sincere. Your egoic mind that has the delusion, sakyadity, always has this insecurity, selfishness, desire, craving, negativity of mind state behind. So the way you talk is all with motive and all those things. Then sometimes you try to act out of it. You are not natural, not sincere. So you're supposed to watch or observe the way you talk, the way you walk, whether you are natural or like a heedless human being or living being. Yeah. That's why people who are heedless, they make mistakes. Yeah. Then they are not aware, not attentive. So they tend to make mistakes. Accident can happen. It's just like when you drive, while driving, if you are not attentive, you can make mistakes. Accident can happen. As you drive, you are lost in thought. But then suddenly, accident. Yeah. So a lot of all these things, you will start to see all this movement. Then the most important one is the motive and intention behind all the things you do. So I will reread this sentence again. Hopefully by now it's clear. There must be learning or self-knowledge about oneself by watching silently or just calm. But just watching the way you talk, the way you walk, the word you use, the motive and the intention behind. To be totally aware without any choice. Means you don't try to change. You don't try to justify. You don't try to condemn or justify or do anything. Just by observing. No right, no wrong. You will understand clearly what is going on. Then you will see the egoic mind's movement. How that egoic mind, because it's egoic, there is sakadity, self-delusion, the evil root keep on manifesting through your motive and your negative mental intention. So see that, understand how you create karmic negativity, how you develop the inability to keep your precepts, to follow the advice of the Buddha, and that will lead to karmic downfall, karmic negativity. Then you start to see the evil roots keep on arising through self-delusion to condition you into negativity, to make you evil. Then because you lack spiritual faculty, you start to see your mental hindrance hindering your mind from entering the meditative state. And you start to see how you become heedless, how you become what you are. So violent, so deluded, so foolish, so heedless. All this, you start to see them. It's when you see, you start to awaken. Then you tell yourself, my life, is that the way I want to live my life? If I continue to be heedless, following Dhammapada was one, suffering will follow me, like the wheel that follow the hoof of the carts. So all this, you will start to understand. Then you tell yourself, if you want to change for the better, improve your life, what must you do? You have to train your mind to be heedful, to follow Dhammapada was two. Then you have to act, speak, and think with a heedful mind. A wholesome mind, free of the errors of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then only happiness can follow you, like the shadow that never leaves you. So the two teaching is the same, except Jai Krishnamurti doesn't use Dhamma. He doesn't explain it. For him, he has seen that, he understands all that thing, and he knows what to do. But the Buddha Dhamma can make it clearer for you to understand. Well, I realize a lot of Buddhists are very conditioned by the teaching. If they don't hear the teachings, three evil root, all those things, they cannot relate to life. For Krishnamurti, it's just very simple. You can watch clearly your motive and your intention. Then you know you are selfish, you are violent. And all this to him, no need to learn. If you don't want people to harm you, hurt you, cheat you, deceive you, then what must you do? You must not do those things to people. If you do people, the nature's law will manifest. Then you reap what you sow. Karmically, it will come back. So whatever you don't want to do out to people or out to yourself, you must not do all to people. So this is the understanding that he developed. Therefore, us Buddhists, I can use the teaching, the essential Dhamma, to explain to you so that you understand. Both are pointing to the same understanding. I said, Krishnamurti use day-to-day language that normal human being cannot understand. You don't have to understand this teaching. That's why there is no belief. There is no dogma. This teaching is based on nature's law. based on nature's truth, can be investigated into, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. So all this is very good. Then after that, he goes on. He said, awareness is not a matter of accumulation. This is the most important. When you are aware with the moment, with clarity, there is no accumulation. You don't deposit into your memory. You don't cling, you don't hold. It is alive. That's why it is a movement. It is in a state of flux. That's the reason why I say wisdom is not rigid. Wisdom is dynamic. It flows with the moment. So awareness is not a matter of accumulation. Accumulation means you accumulate as knowledge, experiences. Then from there, you act. How can you do that? Well, this is not wisdom. So accumulation. Can't you just be aware from moment to moment? Means every moment is new, pristine, with the clarity, with the understanding. Then the wisdom will know how to act and move. Then there is no more suffering, no more misery, no more delusion. So awareness is not illusion, but just be aware from moment to moment. Then when you are not aware, begin again. The moment you are aware of inattention means you are not paying attention anymore and you are not aware from within anymore. Then you have to develop the understanding that you have become heedless. Then you have to begin again, like anapanasati. Every time the mind wanders off, you are no longer in and out breath. Bring back the awareness and silence your mind to be with the breathing, then develop the ability to be aware. So daily mindfulness is the same. The moment you are aware that you are no longer aware, means you begin again. You determine to be aware from inside, from your heart again. So this understanding is very important. When you are not aware, begin again. So that your mind is always fresh, always within the moment, not with the memory, not thinking, not heedless. So this is a very important understanding. Learning about oneself is not at the conscious level, not only at the conscious level. This is another more difficult and to develop the ability to do it. So you listen, the last sentence is not easy. Learning about oneself is not only at the conscious level, the conscious superficial level. Because this conscious level means when you are conscious of life, is the surface of your consciousness. That's why he calls it superficial level. So to be aware, mindful at the conscious level or the superficial level is very easy. But what is difficult is the deeper subconscious and unconscious. Can you root that out too? So I read again the sentence. Learning about oneself is not only at the conscious or superficial level, but also at the deeper level. The so-called unconscious, the hidden. There is another level, the subconscious. When you go into the sleep, when you are dreaming, there is a lot of this subconscious release. Then sometimes you go into deep sleep, there is this movement in the unconscious, which is deeply accumulated, hidden, like your phobia, your deep fear and all those things, scars of memory. So all this without condition, they don't surface. They are dormant. That's why all this, you need to relax your mind, develop the awareness to go in and release it and root it out. That's why the subconscious and the unconscious, you can be mindful, then you can see them. These are the subtle defilements that human being cannot see without mindfulness, without awareness. Without the stability of daily mindfulness, even the superficial, the day-to-day conscious moment, that level, also you can't see. For you to have the ability to go into the subconscious and the unconscious, the deep hidden level of the consciousness, you need to have a very stable mindfulness. You need to be with your nature most of the time. That's how you can be aware while you go into your sleeping mode. That is like you never sleep. The awareness is within there. Then you can see the subconscious release, the unconscious release, your dream state. You can follow everything until like you wake up. When you wake up, I still remember, it's like I never sleep. But the same thought moment come out. Then my eye open. And when my eye open, I'm not tired. It's like I didn't sleep at all. But I am fully aware of what happened until that conscious moment. It's like I never sleep. And this is possible. This I did it when I was in 1989, when my mindfulness was very stable and I was able to go into my awareness during my sleeping moment. That is what 24-hour meditation is about. Like throughout the day, you don't need to sleep fresh. Technically, I don't have to wash my face. Of course, the teeth, you have to brush. Because after one whole night, but my eye, like I never sleep. There is no tiredness. Then I can still remember at that time, my hair also, I don't need to like comb it. It's like before I went into that awareness sleeping mode. Then I wake up, it's like I never sleep. For those who have the condition and the ability to do that, you can do it. I will start to you. Then we can talk. Then you are really beautiful. For you to have that, you already very advanced. That one cannot be done by normal people. Even those of the sainthood way cannot do it. So this is the part about Jay Krishnamurti quote that I want to share with you all tonight.